Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening and welcome. We'd like to thank you for once again tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And this evening on our blog, we do have, we had my wife, Dr. Suzanne, speaking this evening. We are we got on the road coming to Virginia, where we are now. for some reason, the traffic is not what we expected. And by the time we arrived, it was a little late, and so I had to call on none other than my friend who always bails me out a number of times, Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles. He always comes through for me when I call, and I am in a predicament. So I'd like to thank him publicly for coming on and stepping in. You know, the Word of God says that you should always have a word, you know, ready for a word, you know, when you're called in season and out of season. So anytime I call him, he's always ready to come forth with a word. So that is a blessing. For those of you who are listening by internet, you can come if you would like to call in, and if you'd like to ask a question or whatever. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You can also go into this archive and you can listen to this message again, go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Also, we'd like to inform you that we are on Zoom. We're doing the Zoom number, which I do not have in front of me, but it is in the text. You can go into Zoom. You can participate through Zoom, or you can call in on Zoom as well. So we have a number of different ways that you can communicate with us. Amen. Sometimes it gets a little confusing, but it always works out. Amen. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And that is a blessing to be able to know that we have the Lord on our side. So as we move forward, I am going to move over into Hackensack, New Jersey, where I have Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles is going to step in for us, and he has a word for you. Amen? Amen. So we're going to move over. The next voice you hear would be none other than Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles. Father, we thank you for your word that is coming forth. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for my brother who steps in and who's always ready to proclaim the gospel. No matter where, no matter what time, but he is always ready. So I pray that you would bless him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Heavenly Father. Pour to him everything that he has poured out to others, and even this evening, pour it back to him, Heavenly Father, so that as we hear the word, Lord, that it might be a word for someone who may not know the Lord. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word coming forth. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we do not only be hearers, but we would be doers in your word. So we thank you in advance of what's going to come forth. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Miles.
Good day, Brother Moderator. How are you making out today?
Oh, I am great. I am great. All I can tell you is thank you so much for stepping in and taking over for this evening. Thank you so much. Myself, as well as Dr. Suzanne, we thank you so much. And may God continue to bless you to proclaim the gospel.
Well, thank you for that. I'm more than happy to fill in on today. I made you a promise that I plan on keeping.
Amen. Amen. And you did.
You can call me last minute. Most of the people, it's only two people, three people that can call me last minute, and I won't turn down unless I have a prior engagement, and you're one of those people.
Amen. Praise God.
But to take care of some more house cleaning, for those of you who want to come on Zoom, the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. You don't have to worry about the passcode. The passcode has been relaxed. But if by chance it's on there, it's Psalm 23 with a capital P. Just received a message that can't get in. 505-563-6808. And if you want to call in on the Zoom dial, that's area code 309-205. 3325, and then you actually enter in the passcode, which is 505-563-6808. And we do have messages for the in the archives, over 400 or 500 messages there, which you can actually go back and review this if you would like. Now, on today, we're going to have us a Bible study. And we're actually going to talk about prayer. But I'm going to come from an angle on today that I pray that would benefit you. Now, normally we will read the scripture and we will give the theme or the topic. However, I'm going to do it different this time. I'm going to give you the theme, the topic, the title first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go through scriptures. I pray, and I've always said this before in the past, I'm going to say it again. When you come on the Blog Talk Radio, whenever you go to church, please have something to write with, something to write on, to highlight a pen, so that you can keep a library for yourself. But today's theme is going to be delayed, but not denied.
Mm.
Delayed, but not denied. Now, these are some scriptures that I want to go over with you, and I'm going to give an example. Now, prayer is essential to us as believers. It's essential. We have to have prayer in our life. Without prayer, we're going to be weak. Without prayer, we're going to be defeated. We have to commune with our Father. Now, many of us, we actually pray, and then we give up hope. But a lot of us don't understand, even me at one time, once I understood this concept of prayer, I found out prayers get through for me. I always say whenever I go on a job, I have to know the science behind it. Even though the Bible and scripture is not science, that's just a term that I use. I got to know the science behind it. I have to know the facts behind it. Something tangible that I can use. Now, the Bible here is our instruction manual for our lives. We have to understand the concepts and the rules thereof so that we can be victorious. And many people, excuse me, are not victorious because they don't know how it works. But I pray I'm going to show you something that will help you to hold on and hold out when you make a prayer, when you pray,
mm-hmm.
instead of losing hope, instead of fainting on. Now, let's look at something. Turn with me. I'm giving some background first to help build up your most precious faith. Turn with me to Romans, the 15th chapter, and we're going to read verse 4. Romans, I have quite a few scriptures. I hope I have enough time to get it done. Romans 15th chapter, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use the Bible, things that were written aforetime, to help us in prayer and our most precious faith. Because that is very important to use this Bible, to use this book for instruction, for correction, so that we can be victorious. Now, what I want you to do is let's hang a right in our Bible. We're laying the foundation now. And I want you to turn with me to the book of James. We're going to look at a few scriptures here. James, the second chapter. You've heard this before. If you've been in the church any length of time, if you come on Blog Talk any length of time, you've heard this before. But now let's see it in scripture. We're going to read James, the second chapter. We're going to go through three verses here. We're going to start at verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
Okay? Let's go now to verse 20. James 2nd chapter. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Let's go to verse 26. James chapter 2, verse 26. For the body without the spirit is dead. So faith without works is dead also. So in essence, what this is saying, when we're going to be talking about prayer, this relies on you. You have to do something. You have to have faith. Then you have to show your faith by your works. And your works must line up with the word of God. Let me show you something now. Let me give you the example of what I'm talking about. Turn with me to Daniel, the book of Daniel. I'm going to show you a scenario, an example, what happens behind the scenes when you pray. Now, we know that we are a spirit. We possess a soul and we live in a body. But I want you to see what happens in the spirit realm when you pray, when your prayer is delayed but not denied.
Mm-hmm.
In the process, when your prayer is being delayed, do you know you can cancel out that prayer by not having faith in the prayer? Well, how do you have faith in the prayer? We're going to show it in the scripture. And like I said before, I pray that this helps you in your prayer life. Daniel, the 10th chapter. We're not going to read scripture to prove that we can read fast. We're going to let the word of God minister to us. Now, let's look at the scenario that happened with Daniel in prayer. Verse 1. In the third year of King Cyrus of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, never can pronounce that. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. It's that. He was mourning 3 full weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all. Still, 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Notice this now, 3 weeks. And in the fourth, and 20th day of the month, of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is called Kedeka, I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz, also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of light, and his eyes as glance of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color of polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled and hid themselves. Therefore, I was left alone, mm-hmm, and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into corruption, and I retain no strength. Verse 9. Yet, heard the voice of the words. When I heard the voice of the words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. Verse 10. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, pay attention, verse 11. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and had chastened thyself before God. Watch this, man. Watch this in verse 12. Thy words were heard. When Daniel prayed, he said, your words were heard, and I come for thy word. When you prayed, I heard you, and I was on my way. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks ago, he prayed. When I heard that word, I came for your what? For your words. Watch this. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Let me set the scenario for you in layman's terms. Daniel had promised, and Daniel prayed. Mm-hmm. The scripture is clear. It says, once you prayed, I heard you and I was on my way.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process of me being on my way, I got detained from getting to you. Now, this all happened in the spiritual realm. Your prayer is delayed but not denied when you pray the word of God. There is going to be some resistance from somewhere, sometime. But you must hold the faith. You have to show your faith by your word. We read that in scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice what it says. When he prayed, your words were heard. There are times you can pray and God don't hear. How can you say that, preacher? Turn with me to the book of James again. Let's go to chapter 4. And let's look at verse 3. Ye ask and receive not,
mm-hmm.
because ye ask amiss. That ye may consume it upon your own lust, on your lust. So your prayer wasn't sincere because it came out of the lust. So now, that prayer will never be heard. But now, notice what it says in verse 12, the latter part, and I came for thy word. He's coming for the words that you speak out of your mouth. I've always been one to say, and I've been saying this again, I don't care too much about your tone. I care about the words that come out of your mouth. Because it is the words that create. It's the words that cut. It's the words that build up. And he prayed and said, I heard your words and I was coming for it. Now, in the process, why you know you prayed. You know you prayed the word. What do you do when it doesn't come right away? I'm glad you asked that question. Let's go through some more scripture. Let's go to John, the 15th chapter. John, the 15th chapter. And let's look at verse 5. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus said. Now notice, Daniel had the word in him. And in verse 12, it says, I come from your word. I come for your word. I was on my way for your word. I have said this to quite a few people, and some understand, some don't understand. One thing that I don't do, is I don't fast. I don't fast until I don't do it. You want to know why I don't do it? Because of what's in the scripture. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That scripture don't tell me to fast. Now, that's not for everybody. Some people still fast, and I'm not telling you not to do. But I don't do because when I ask of my Father in his word, he told me he going to do. And he's not a God. Or the God that you should lie. That's not him. So now I'm showing my faith by my works because I'm standing on the word of God. And can't nobody move me up off of that. Let's go to Matthew, chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Let's look at verse 22. All things. Please mute your mic. Verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. It's putting something back on you. You have to execute. You have to do something. And I'm going to show you something that I do in prayer when it's being delayed, but not denied when you pray the word. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Prayer is essential for us. But if you don't know the science behind it, you may faint. I know I did. And the scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. And this truly helped me when I got to studying this thing. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. The key I want you to get out of that is not doubting. If you doubt, then you don't have faith. So you better pray that prayer. And the angel heard it, and the angel is on his way. But once you doubt, you canceled it out. You cancel that prayer out once you're done. And what you can't do is count. Let's go to 1 John, chapter 3. It is my prayer that you picking up with the scriptures putting down. 1 John chapter 3. Let's look at verse 22. And whatsoever we have, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. Commandments, you do things pleasing in his sight. You know what you ask you're going to receive. That's building on your faith. But remember our topic, delay but not deny. Daniel waited 3 weeks. Some of you have been waiting longer than that. I was married for 22 years. Divorce went through. And I was praying for my blessing. And I received it almost 2 years ago. Because I knew the Lord heard my prayer. And it took about 4 years for it to come. But I got it, and I'm going to show you what I did. Because I knew the Lord heard my prayer because it was in Scripture. Let's go to 1 John, 5th chapter. Hang on right. Let's go to verse 14. Excuse me. And this is the confidence that we have in him. In who? In Christ. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Didn't Daniel ask according to the word? Scripture said in verse chapter 10, verse 12, he heard him. And he was coming for his what? For his word. Let's go to Mark. Chapter 11. And let's look at verse 22 to 24. And Jesus answered, have faith in God. That faith coming back up, that's going you. For verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall not doubt in his heart. 3 weeks. Daniel could have canceled out his own prayer by doubt. But he showed his faith by his words. Let's keep reading. Which shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Lining up with the word of God. Jesus is saying this. Therefore, I say, whatsoever things ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them. When you have prayed for something, Jesus said you're going to get it when it lines up with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to get it, why are you still praying that same prayer for that same thing? He already said you're going to get it. How many times you go to your father, ask for something, okay, you're going to have it, you're going to get it. You got the confidence in your daddy that you're going to get it in the natural. So why are you going to keep asking about it? In this scripture, in this text, I'm going to show you what you should do when it seems delayed and not denied. Let's go to verse 24. The hint is in 24. The answer, the antidote is in verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that see them, and ye shall have them. Your words out there, your words have been heard. So what do you do? Before we go to that, let's go back to John 15. I'm going to show you the principles here. Let the words too can be established. Go to John. Please put your ribbon there. Go back to our third. Verse 7, in my words abiding you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You ask. The words abide. Inside of the words abiding is believing. It's believing. So now let's go back to verse 24 of Mark 11. Believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. So what do you do after you've prayed the word, it hit glory, you prayed in Jesus' name, it lines up with the scriptures, we already see what's going to happen with Daniel, and it happened in your situation, Satan's going to try to block it. Satan's going to try to come in your mind so that you cancel out your own prayer. But what do you do when that happens? Lord, I believe I receive my blessing. Lord, I believe I receive. Lord, I believe I receive. That which I prayed for, I believe I receive. I believe I receive. I prayed it. You said it. I believe I receive. And watch what happens. Because you're praying the word. And when you pray the word, the angels move. We saw in Daniel, we said, when you first did it, I heard it. And I was coming for what? Your words. And you can cancel out your own words. We'd be like, well, preacher, I see that in Daniel. You got another scripture back of what you said, the angels move? Yeah. Let's go to 103. I'm turning with you. Psalm 103. The word will work if you work it. But you got to know how to work it. Now, I'm giving you these scriptures so you keep your own library. And if you're not writing these scriptures down, come back after this is uploaded. Listen to it again. Write down the scriptures. Watch this. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord and his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. When you pray the word of God, the angels hear it and the angels get busy on your behalf. We already see that Daniel had a problem and an issue for even his 21 days, 3 weeks. But he didn't cancel it out. And I submit to you, when you pray the word and it lines up with the word of God, Lord, I believe I receive. Lord, I believe I receive my blessing. I know the angels working on my behalf. I believe I receive. And you keep confessing the word. It's got to come to pass. Jesus said it. I didn't say it. I just showed you in scripture. But now my question to you is this. Do you have enough faith to believe? Because if you don't, if you doubt, you cancel it out. It's on you. Believe you receive. Brother Moderator, please open up the microphone. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns?
All mics are open.
It's important to abide in Christ. It's Christ abides in you. And that's one thing we have to trust and never doubt, because we know God will surely bring us out.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And it's just learning to have faith in God to that degree that you know you know. And God surely will bring you through.
Amen.
If he will. Amen.
Is there anyone else?
Mics are open. For those on the blog, the mics are open. We can hear your comments.
Well, let me share this. Over 2, maybe 3 weeks, I have been receiving messages, video messages, voicemail messages, phone calls from people. And they're not being fed the word of God. And they're frustrated. I've learned that sinners need preaching. How can they hear without a preacher? But saints need teaching. You have to teach the people of God. Now, when you pray, understand that's going to be some opposition. We saw it in Daniel chapter 10. And Daniel reweet. You may have been longer than that. I believe I may. And that joke of Satan is going to try to get you to doubt. Faith cometh by him and hearing by the word of God. Lord, I praise your word. I believe I receive. I believe I receive. And when you know the word of God and you see it in scripture, execute it. I have been told by many people over many walks of life, they said, you know how to get a prayer from me. Now, it didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was many a time when I was working for cable company on lunch. I would call Brother Moderator and like, look, man, I can't deal with this no more.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with this no more. But then he said, well, where's your faith? And then I didn't even pray about it. And the reason why I didn't pray about it and get results on it back then, because I didn't know the principle that I'm showing you right now. But now since I found out this principle and I execute it, my prayers get answered.
Mm-hmm.
My prayers get answered. But I'm asking now, any more questions, comments, or concerns? We have about 15 minutes left. Brother Murray, is there anybody out there in telephone land?
Yes, there are. There's a lot, a few numbers on here. No one's responding, but of course, you know what my saying is, when no one is responding, they're being fed and digesting off the word.
Marinating.
Amen.
Now, let me bring this to the table. If you do not know Jesus Christ, and you want to have this kind of prayer power, I invite you to receive him right now. You don't have to say anything. Just press the number 1 on your phone. We will see it. And we here at New Beginnings Ministry will reach out to you. If you're already in the body of Christ, and something that I said here on today that will help you,
Amen.
This didn't come from me. This came from the scripture. Listen to it over and over and over again until it builds up in your spirit, man. You're not going to get this by one time, not by two times. It's going to be by repetition. You already received the instruction. Now meditate on it. And how do you meditate? You speak it out loud so you get faith for it, for your ears. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you're going to like clockwork, prayers won't get in. I remember hearing people say, you don't want me to pray. Because once I start praying, my God get to move. We have about a good 12 minutes left. Does anyone have any questions for me about anything now? Not just this topic, anything.
Amen. You can hit your number 1 on the dial if you are not coming through. Sometimes we do have some technical sides of things, but you can hit the number 1 and that will raise a hand and let us know that you have a question. And I can share it with the speaker.
Let me share this with you. And then Brother Myron, back in your hand. With the people who have been coming to me over the past weeks. They want to come to where I fellowship and where I worship. And if you are under a ministry where you're not being saved, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your pastor to have a conversation. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your pastor to have a conversation. Because your soul's salvation is at stake. One guy who I've known for years, I want to be the way you are. I said, well, wait a minute. First of all, where do you fellowship at? And he told me. I know the fellowship. I said, does your pastor know you by name? He said, no. You owe it to have a conversation with him. You owe it to yourself. I said, now let me share this with you. I can't be a part of a fellowship where my pastor don't know my name. I just can't. Now, I'll visit a fellowship and be fed the word, but that person can't be my pastor. Because I need my pastor to know my name. Now, I may not be able to have access to 24/7, but he got to know my name. Brother Moderator, it's in your hands. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Miles, for bringing forth the word this evening and sharing with those who are online and letting us know, you know, that when we do pray, if our prayers are going to go up, that we have to make sure that we are not doubting. There is no doubt. You know, we stand on the word of God. And that word of God, we have to believe that we are going to receive it, because in the end, delay does not mean that you're going to be denied. Amen? God has had his own time. He has his own timing for all things. And sometimes we can be a little bit too in a hurry to want things to happen on our behalf. And just as we begin to start to take things in our own hands, that's when God may be ready to bless you. So a good word for this evening. As we move forward, again, I do thank Pastor Miles for stepping in for Dr. Suzanne this evening, always coming forth with a word that we can use to live and walk by as we journey this Christian walk. For those of you who would like to inform me that tomorrow evening on the Calling to Me ministry, we have the seven last words. Pastor Miles will be on that, in that lineup for the seven last words. And so we invite you at 7 o'clock to please join. Please, ma'am, please, sir, join Calling to Me ministry tomorrow evening. That is tomorrow evening for the seven last words, the seven last words. The call-in number, if you would like to participate, is at 7 o'clock. The number to get in contact and here, the seven last words is 727-731-9581. That's 727-731-9581. And once you call in, you don't have to say anything. All you have to do is just listen and be fed with the seven last words. There are some dynamic speakers that will be coming forth to share the seven last words. So please, ma'am, please, sir, if you have the opportunity, please join in and be blessed. The call-in number again is 727-731-9581, and that is at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Amen. As we move into our Resurrection Sunday, please know that you will be blessed. Amen. As we come to a close, we, again, thank each and every one of you for participating this evening, for all the area codes that are on. We do thank you for tuning in. I pray that we will not only be hearers, but we would be doers of the word. Amen. Not only hearers, but be doers as the word. So I do thank you for joining us this evening. Amen. And we invite you back tomorrow evening as well at 7 o'clock. In closing, we're going to turn it back over to Pastor Reginald C. A. Miles again, and he is going to with his final comment and the last words. Father God, we thank you for the man that has come forth this evening. I pray, Lord, that you would pour back into him all that he has poured into us this evening. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would crown him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Lord, and as he continues to be a vessel for you, Heavenly Father, that you would increase his territory. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We believe that it has been done. We call it as done. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Pastor Miles, in closing.
Amen. As we used to say back when I was a little boy, at Trinity Baptist Church, Hackensack, New Jersey. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us be dismissed. Now unto him that has the power to establish you according to the gospel for the preaching of Jesus Christ, keep your mind, will, imagination, intellect, and emotion pure before him and fathers. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, abide, and each and every one of us that is the first day. Amen. Remember, we love
you. Let's stand in his honor tonight, everybody that can get on your feet.
Remember,
to him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To the King of kings and the Lord of lords, we bless him tonight. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment. Come on. Let's lift it up to him right now.
To him.